Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Okay, welcome back, everybody, to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Don Goldberg, and I'm here with Sam Forbes. We're taking your calls, answering your questions about nutritional supplements, vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathic products, and the related health conditions for which they can be utilized. We were trying to answer some questions posed by Renee in Brooklyn, and if Renee is still on the phone, we were talking about magnesium. Okay, what else can we tell you about the magnesium?
I have the magnesium. If you're taking 750 milligrams throughout the day, I have a total of 750 of calcium. Would 1,000 magnesium be okay? That's, you know, would it be too much or not?
You want to know if you can take more magnesium than calcium?
Right.
Yes.
And is this talking?
I'm not saying that I recommend it, but you know, I don't.
And is it true that you shouldn't really take for women who's like in her middle age not to take more than between 500 and 750 of calcium due to calcium calcification in the heart area?
No, the recommendation is actually to be taking more calcium than they used to recommend. Okay. If you have a particular medical condition, which is rare, that would make it necessary for you to limit the amount of calcium, that is a very unique and special situation and applies only to you individually. For the vast majority of women and men out there, both young and old, you want to be taking minimum 1,000 to 1,200 milligrams of calcium per day, along with the appropriate amount of vitamin D, which also we now recommend more than we used to, okay? So as a general rule, no, I disagree with what you are saying. You need more calcium than that. Now, again, of course, depending on how much calcium you get in your diet, the amount that you need in supplements can vary. But even the government has now come out and said that it is almost impossible for most people to get the amount of calcium that they suggest merely in diet alone. So it's hard to argue against shooting for a target of 1,000 to 1,200 milligrams of calcium per day. And like I said, the conventional guidelines is at least half as much magnesium. That does not mean that you can't take more magnesium, and many doctors do recommend higher levels of magnesium than the 2-to-1 ratio would provide. Okay.
Then, just before I let you go, if the Brocomax contains the indole, 3-carbinol in the DIM, why is it that a lot of products will say indole 3-carbinol and now with DIM, which means if the indole has the DIM, why do they have to put on the mark on the label and now with DIM, which means it didn't have DIM?
I don't know.
Before.
Maybe they're adding DIM to it.
But doesn't the indole carbinol have the DIM?
So what? If they're adding more DIM to it, then maybe that's why they're labeling it that way. Okay, I don't want to take up any more time on this because I don't think it really is of interest to anybody else. Please feel free to give us a call at the store during the week, and we'll be happy. You know, we'll ask you exactly which products you're looking at, and we'll try to give you as much additional detail as we can. But I think that's all the amount of time I can allow. out for the indole 3 carbonyl related questions right now. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much for the call, Renee. Okay. Let's move on to Robert, who is in Manhattan. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Robert. How can we help you?
Yes. Good afternoon. I have a question about niacin, the different forms of it for cholesterol. And my understanding is there's the no flush, which is the inositol hex, so on. There's the prescription niaspan, and there's also the sustained release. My understanding is that the sustained release can cause more damage to the liver than the no flush, or if you just take it straight. Of course, you have to take into consideration the flushing. So my question to you, Avi, and there's also Niaspan, which is the pharmaceutical prescription, which is a slow release. Do you have any advice or information historically from studies about the different forms of it, which are the most effective?
Okay. Yeah, we'll give you the best information we can. What probably works the best is straight niacin. Okay? When you look at the overall body of studies, nothing works as well in that group of things that you mentioned as plain old straight niacin in the appropriate dosage, okay? Now, obviously, the problem is that niacin has a side effect, if you want to call it that. That's why doctors like niacin. The side effect is, of course, the fact that it dilates the peripheral blood vessels and it makes your skin flush and you get itchy, and this bothers a lot of people. To overcome that, they tried a couple of things. They tried a sustained release type of niacin, and they tried the complex that you're referring to that most people know as no flush niacin. It's an inositol niacin complex. Okay, now the sustained release approach ran into problems early on in that, as strange as it might seem, it doesn't seem intuitive to me that this would be the case, but for some reason it seemed that the sustained release form might be more inclined to cause problems with the liver. Exactly why, again, I don't see why that would be the case. Maybe one could argue that it's being exposed to the liver for a greater period of time, but I'm not quite sure that's true. If you take it in divided dosages, the same thing should happen. But this little red flag went up, and for that reason, most nutritional companies pulled back from providing a time-release version of niacin. It is still available as a drug. Of course, as a drug, you're supposed to be being monitored and so forth, and maybe that's the reason. The time release form works. Some people seem to think it doesn't work quite as well as the regular niacin. I don't know if that's really been proven one way or the other. What you really should try to do, if it's important, you know, if other measures don't work and you need something strong, try to use niacin straight. You can overcome the flushing problem in a number of different ways. For one thing, if you can kind of tolerate it for a while, the body will adapt to it and it kind of goes away over time. Maybe start with a lower dose and sort of build up a tolerance. You can also block that by taking certain prostaglandin blocking things like aspirin, maybe even the fish oil type of products. You can experiment with that some. That can also alleviate the flushing problem. Bottom line again is that plain old niacin actually works. It's very effective, but you do have to cope with that side effect.
And not to mention that niacin may be just about the only drug or substance that raises HDL cholesterol.
Yeah. Okay. So. All right. So that's the best I can give you.
I didn't finish my question.
It's
the niaspan. That's real niacin on a sustained release, correct?
I already said that, yes.
Now, did they do anything to affect that sustained release so it does not harm the liver as much?
Not that I know of.
Not that you, okay.
But because it's a drug, because it's marketed as a drug, this is what I had actually had said, okay? Because it's as a drug, you're supposed to be being monitored by a physician. It's just like taking a statin, okay?
Yes, well,
the doctor will. Yeah, so.
Now, one last question about glucosamine and chondroitin. Do you know anything about its effect on raising cholesterol and triglyceride levels? I've heard that. I have found some information, minimal, saying that. Most information says it doesn't. Are you aware of that at all?
As far as I know, that's not a problem.
It does not have any effect on the cholesterol?
As far as I know, look, you know, a lot of people have been taking that for a long time now in fairly high amounts, and
right.
I think if there was a connection, even though I don't see why it would have that connection, if there was, I think we would know it by now.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Okay. Thank you. All right. I think time is just flying when you're having fun here. I think it's time for a short break. Want to start off the break by telling you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust. All American Health products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course, and here's some really good news. The entire line of American Health and Home Health, by the way, is now on sale at 35% off list price. Okay, the number here, 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, niacin, magnesium, whatever, feel free to give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
And Sam.
Sam Forbes.
That's right.
Hey, let's not get too first name basis here. Okay, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Being overweight can lead to a wide range of medical and psychosocial problems. One group of weight-related conditions are grouped together and known as metabolic syndrome. This cluster of risk factors for diabetes and cardiovascular disease has been attributed in particular to an excess of visceral fat, the fat surrounding our internal organs. A new substance, licorice flavonoid oil, has been shown to modify the way the body breaks down and synthesizes fat, actually reducing visceral fat and, in turn, countering metabolic syndrome. Evolving from the study of nutritional genetics or nutrigenomics, Bluebonnet has introduced Trimology Licorice Flavonoid Oil Soft Gels, a supplement that influences the expression of the genes that increase fatty acid breakdown and decrease fatty acid synthesis, thus helping to maintain healthy body fat composition. Don't succumb to metabolic syndrome, diabetes, and heart disease. Harness the power of nutrigenomics with Bluebonnet's Trimology Licorice Flavonoid Oil in vegetarian soft gels. Reduce belly and visceral fat. Trimology Licorice Flavonoid Oil Soft Gels from Bluebonnet, available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg once again. Before we continue, I just want to remind you real quickly that if you're looking for the best choices in nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You will also find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some examples of what's currently on sale. American Health, Source Naturals, Rainbow Light, 35% off the entire lines. Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Nature's Way, Doctor's Best, Natural Factors, Natural, and many other lines, 30% off list. We actually have 60 product lines on sale right now. Check out the full listing on our website, www.wilner.com.
Receive our new 72-page sale flyer and newsletter. If you were on our mailing list, you would have. You could pick it up along with our latest product reference catalog at any Wilner Chemist stores. They're free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, just call 1-800-633-1106, choose option number 3, and it'll take a recording of your name and address. Let me give you that number again. It's 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website at www.wilner.com and subscribing online. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, which is near the corner of Murray Street, and that's right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we are conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll start taking your calls in just a moment.
Are you one of the more than 50 million Americans that live with chronic pain? Jarrow Formulas Pain Relief is an herbal dietary supplement capsule that provides temporary relief for everyday aches and pains. Untreated pain can have a significant negative impact on both the pain sufferer and their family. Pain can diminish the ability to concentrate, perform at work, exercise, accomplish daily tasks, not to mention get a good night's sleep. Don't let pain send you in a downward spiral. Get pain relief from Jarrow Formulas. Pain Relief features decursinol, an analgesic and anti-inflammatory agent from an extract of Angelica gigas nacai, commonly known as Korean Angelica. Studies suggest that decursinol may be useful for the treatment and relief of minor pain. It also contains extracts from hops and turmeric. Jarrow Formulas is your source for superior science-based dietary supplements that you can trust. Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is indeed Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes, and we're taking your calls dealing with nutritional supplements. And I think we can just get right back to the telephones. Let's go to Bruce in Long Beach, New Jersey. How can we help you, Bruce?
It's from New York. I want to say that your show is very informative and very interesting. I want to ask you a question about vitamin K-7. I was listening to a radio show that was interviewing Dr. Leon Sugars. And when they got to the part about MK7, when he said that had a half-life of 3 days, he recommended a daily dose of 45 micrograms a day. And I can't find anybody that makes 45 micrograms a day.
Well, maybe that's because the usual dose is around 90 micrograms per day.
That's right.
If he's correct that it has a half-life of 3 days, and if for some reason he thinks that 90 is too much, I'm not quite sure I agree with that, then the easiest thing would be for you to take a 90 microgram every other day.
Okay, that was my question.
But again, you know, the correct dose for something like the MK7 is something, you know, it's hard to really pin down what the correct dose for each individual is. I think it depends a lot on your own situation. Are you taking anticoagulants? Are you not? Do you have potential health problems that would benefit from taking even higher amounts or whatever? I think the 90 micrograms at this particular time is kind of considered a middle of the road, general purpose type a dose that can be either increased or decreased depending upon your needs.
Okay, but if say he is correct, has anybody reported any toxicity with the 90?
Any toxicity with 90? Not yes. That I'm aware of, no.
Oh, okay. And I listened to your show last week, and you were talking about red yeast rice, and you gave a product in lieu of, and I wrote it down, and I can't find what you mentioned.
Oh, well, actually, did you hear the first part of today's program?
No, I missed.
Okay, I suggest that tomorrow morning you go to the website,
either Wilner.com and follow the link, or to the radio station's website and play back the first hour. There's MP3 files posted there. We did an extensive discussion today during the first hour of the red rice yeast. I actually recommended some products and discussed some and gave some additional information. I don't want to go back over it again now because we already did cover it. But if you go to the website, you can replay at your convenience and even download it if you want to, an MP3 file of the first hour of the show. And if you're interested in red yeast rice, I think you would gain a lot of information by doing so. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce. Looks like we have somebody from Atlanta on the phone. Pete, how can we help you? Welcome to the Wilner Window.
I want to express myself. Thanks for all the information you provide us on this.
Well, you're very welcome.
Since I've reached my late 50s, it seems that I have a low testosterone or rectal dysfunction. I'd like to have some information about that.
Well,
are you taking any medication?
No, I'm not. Just the vitamins, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, number one, the first thing we have to advise you is that you really should first go and seek some medical care, even if it's only for diagnostic purposes. You want to make sure that there's what the underlying cause is. You know, our general philosophy is always to first determine what the underlying cause might be and then try to fix it by addressing the underlying cause. So, we don't know in your case over the radio like this whether or not you have any underlying problems. Do you have any kind of a blood pressure problem that you know of?
No, the only thing I've had is a little high in the PSA, you know, 4, 8, somewhere in that range.
That's interesting, too. You don't know about any kind of low blood pressure, high blood pressure. What about diabetes? You don't have diabetes?
No, I don't.
Okay, you see, I'm looking for anything that would affect your circulation. I'll mention some things that you can sort of jot down and follow up on when you have a chance. There are herbs that can be helpful, things like Asian ginseng, ginkgo biloba. Ginkgo, for example, has an effect on the peripheral circulation. It enhances circulation, and obviously that might be helpful to you. There's another herb that's been recommended for this. I don't know a lot of details about it, but it's called, as you can probably guess from the name, a horny goat weed. I'm not kidding. That's what it's called, horny goat weed. There's an amino acid like material called arginine that can be useful, and you can either use that on its own or you can use it in combination with I believe there's a carnitine arginine combination. Sam, you remember that? There's a nice
combination. Look it up.
Yeah. Anyway, but arginine, which also will have an effect on the circulation, carnitine, and even a DHEA. But again, DHEA is a hormone-like material, and I would prefer that you use that only if you've been in consultation with a physician, okay? So these are some things that you can look at, but again, I would suggest that really the first step should be to go and get looked at medically, make sure that we can't identify whatever the underlying cause might be.
Sure will. I'll take your advice.
And then, of course, the other thing is, you know, maybe renew your subscription to on a Playboy or something, see if that helps. I don't know. You know.
Yeah. All right.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for that, Pete. Well, I just got a rise out of Pete in one way there, didn't I? Okay. All right. Let's see. I think we have to take a little break here. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by American Health and Home Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust. And here is some good news. The entire line of American Health and Home Health products is now on sale at 35% off list price at Wilner Chemists. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway, across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So, get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray, co-author of Hunger Free Forever, your guide to achieving your ideal body weight without feeling hungry. The centerpiece of our program is a special dietary supplement known as PGX. This unique, all-natural product has an incredible effect in stabilizing blood sugar levels and promoting the feeling of satiety so you consume fewer calories effortlessly. We have found that if you can help control a person's appetite, weight loss is very easy to achieve. It is that simple. PGX is completely safe and extremely effective, making it the perfect companion to any weight loss program. For more information on PGX, go to your local health food store or visit HungerFreeForever.com online.
And good news, PGX Daily is now on sale at Wilner Chemist at 25% off list price.
This is News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who is lactose intolerant? If you are, you know the intestinal pain and distress that often occurs after you eat dairy products. You'll be happy to learn that taking the right probiotic may help. Probiotics contain lactic acid bacteria, which aids in the digestion of dairy products and reduces the symptoms of lactose intolerance. Taking a high-quality probiotic formula daily, such as Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, one of the world's leading brands of probiotics, helps restore your colon to good health and improve function. And because Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus does not need refrigeration, it's the perfect travel companion. So enjoy dairy products again without the fear of intestinal distress. Get Dr. O'Hara's today. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists in Manhattan or on the web at www.wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Don't accept a substitute.
come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes is here with me today, manning the control booth, not the control booth, manning the microphones. That's what I meant to say. You know, I was listening to those commercials we just ran, and we ran a commercial on the PGX Daily Fiber, or PGX Daily, the soft gel. I'm going to have to fix that because we said it was on sale at 25% off. Well, that's not correct. The entire line of Natural Factors products, including that PGX Daily one, is 30% off. Wow, what a deal. So I just wanted to make that correction, okay? All right. Sam, what do you say we go to the phones?
Sounds like a good idea.
Okay. How about Thomas from Queens?
Hi.
Now, Thomas, it says that you're in your car and it says Queens. Now, does that mean that you're from Queens but you're in your car someplace else, or that you're from someplace else but you're in your car in Queens right now?
Well, to confuse you even more, I'm no longer in my car, and I'm no longer in Queens.
Oh, boy. Okay. In that case, forget it.
I was. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I have two related questions. The first is has to do with cholesterol. And I have read something different than what my doctor said. What I've read is that cholesterol in the blood, about 20 to 33% come from diet, which is at odds with what my doctor said, which is that only 1% of cholesterol in the blood comes from diet. Now, as far as you know, which one of those, I mean, which is closer to the truth of the matter?
Well, I do think it's a lower percent, Don. I mean, your body manufactures a great deal of cholesterol. I don't know exactly the number, but 20% does seem a little high to me, Don.
Well, yeah, I'm not quite sure why it matters that much. It's not so. I think the important point when you talk about diet is not so much how much actual preformed cholesterol that you're getting in your diet. It's how much of the things that leads the body to produce more cholesterol that's really important, such as animal fats and things of that sort. Whatever dietary cholesterol that you ingest, it gets broken down in the digestive process. So that's not really where you want to focus. You know, we used to talk about eggs and egg yolk, and people were told avoid egg yolks because they contain the cholesterol. But that's not really the point. The egg is such a healthy thing, and you know, the fact that it actually has a little bit of preformed cholesterol isn't really important. Much more important are the other aspects of it. So I don't know whether I'm answering your question or not, but that's the best I can offer.
So why are you asking, Thomas?
Thing that I've read, you know, I have high cholesterol, everything I've read said stay away from saturated fats and stay away from cholesterol-rich food, because part of the cholesterol in your blood comes from diet.
Thomas, I think when they say stay away from cholesterol-rich foods, what that may really mean is the fact that usually a cholesterol-rich food is at the same time a saturated fat-rich food. So, again, I think the focus is I can understand why it could be misleading, but really, the saturated fat part of that statement is what's really important.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure my second question is relevant then, but I'm going to ask it anyway. I was on Zetia, and it produced good results. It lowered my cholesterol levels. However, my doctor did not want me on it because he said it works through malabsorption, and it not only is cholesterol malabsorbed in the intestine, but so are any supplementation and nutrients that you're eating or taking. And I understand that plant sterols are used to help cholesterol not get absorbed in the intestine, but that it does not have any the plant sterols have no interaction with any over-the-counter drugs or any other supplements, and no other nutrients are blocked or lost. Is that correct?
Are your doctors on the ball? One of the things that I think is at the very top of the list for helping to control cholesterol is indeed the plant sterols, phytosterols, phytostanols, beta cytosterols. All of these things, are basically made of molecules that are similar to a cholesterol, but they're not cholesterol. They're like a plant cholesterol that will block out the ability of the body to absorb and metabolize cholesterol. So these phytosterols have been shown to work and to work very well, and I think it's an excellent way to go. One of the things I take for my elevated cholesterol is citronol with phytosterols. I think that combination is an excellent thing to take. That and water-soluble fibers and things of that sort should do you quite well. And again, anything that'll block fat blocks all fats, and that includes beneficial fat. So I agree with your doctor that ideally using something that blocks the absorption of fats has its downsides as well as its upsides. Do you by any chance have a weight problem as well?
I do need to lose a little weight, but I've recently lost about 10% of my body weight, so I'm on the right track there.
Good for you.
But so you're saying that it does not, these phytosterols do not block the absorption of any vitamins or minerals.
That's correct. It's okay. Good for you. That's why I'm recommending it, because its upside way outweighs any downsides.
Okay, and the citronol.
You've heard the product Benecol being advertised. It's that kind of margarine for lowering cholesterol.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a related product to all of this too. That contains phytostanols, very much related to all this. So this works. That's a good way to go.
And the citronol works in the same way to block the fat and or cholesterol.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear
that. The citronol actually works in a different way, and that's what makes it so useful to take in combination with the phytosterols. Citronol helps seem to block the manufacture of cholesterol in the body. So you combine that with the blocking of the absorption of the cholesterol and fats with the phytosterols, and you've got yourself a good combination. So you can buy citronol by nature's way, right, Don?
Yes, and I think
with
it's on
the
sale.
Phytosterols.
So the citronol works in the liver then, like a statin.
Well, it's not a statin, but it does seem to have block the manufacture of cholesterol.
Right. Okay, now let me ask you one final question to make sure I understand. To get back to my original question and related to blocking of cholesterol with the phytosterols, if it's not important to avoid, you know, if some cholesterol goes into the blood through diet, and why would, but that's, you seem to think that that's not that important. Why would you then take a plant sterol to block the absorption of cholesterol in the intestine?
No.
I'm not really sure.
Okay.
I'm telling you what works. I'm telling you that it's a safe, non-toxic approach to lowering cholesterol. We gave you some of the mechanisms that are being proposed for perhaps how it works. I'm not quite sure why you're so hung up on just whether or not you're getting cholesterol in your diet. What particular cholesterol-rich food are you having a problem with?
It's a matter of simple math, okay? My cholesterol is over 300. Now, if 20% of that comes from dietary factors, okay, and I use the sterols to block that, I mean, 20%.
If your cholesterol is over 300, Thomas, do everything that you can to bring it down. That would include reducing dietary cholesterol and dietary saturated fat-rich foods. Stop eating too much of those types of foods. Okay? And what I said before is I think that you'll find that high cholesterol foods and high dietary fat foods will end up being the same thing. So that's what I'm trying to impress you with, a focus on reducing that category of foods. And that is what's going to help you, okay?
Thank you.
I appreciate
much.
The call, okay? Wherever you are, it's okay. All right. Well, let's see. You know what? Before we take the next call, let's take a short break, okay? The number here is 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, or nutrition in general, please feel free to give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
And Sam Forbes.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
Why do some people who rarely exercise have better bone density than others who exercise all the time? And why can some people eat lots of fast food and never pay the consequences, while others have to adhere to the strictest of diets to maintain their health? The answer may be in your genes. None of us were born with perfect genes. The problem is, how do you know which ones are functioning optimally and which ones are not? And if you did know, what could you do about it? Well, a new program from Solgar may be the answer. Called Nutrigenomics, a simple test is now available to help you identify where your genetic weaknesses lie. But that's not all. Solgar has developed a series of dietary supplements that are specific to whatever weaknesses the test may reveal. This revolutionary new program and product line is now available from Solgar, and we urge you to give it a try. Take some of the guesswork out of your nutritional supplement regimen. Call Wilner Chemists, 800-633-1106 for more information, or log on to www.wilner.com. Our specially trained pharmacists and nutritionists are always on hand to assist you. That's 1-800-633-1106. Listen to your genes. Nutrigenomics from Solgar.
Hi, I'm Mariel Hemingway, actress and author of Healthy Living from the Inside Out.
And I'm Dr. Steven Rosenblatt, medical doctor, author, weight loss expert, and former director of complementary medicine at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center.
We want you to try a life-changing new product called Healthy Curb. It's made entirely from food and helps curb your appetite while it reprograms your eating habits.
Healthy Curb lowers your blood sugar, reduces hunger hormones, repairs and rebuilds cells, so you've got more natural energy and vitality. It's the combination of two revolutionary technologies that make this product so effective, and because of its proprietary formula, it's the only product in the field of its kind. My patients are losing an average of 12 to 16 pounds a month effortlessly with Healthy Curb, and you can too.
If you're ready to lose weight, Healthy Curb helps do the work for you. My friends Arnie and Don have made Healthy Curb available at all Wilner Chemist stores. Visit them today.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes. Sam is the manager of our downtown store, certified nutritionist, all-around swell guy. If you ever want to meet him and talk to him in person, you're welcome to visit him at our store downtown, 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. One last comment on that previous call. If somebody has a cholesterol that's as high as the previous caller's, you obviously want to, you know, pull out all the stops. Of course, we didn't get any information on the LDL, HDL, and things of that sort. But anyway, you know, 300 is pretty high. This would be a person that should be taking something like the citronol, the phytosterols, the water-soluble fibers like the PGX that we mentioned just a moment ago, oat bran fiber, psyllium husk fiber, a fish oil supplement for its indirect benefits to cholesterol, and as we mentioned at the beginning of the show, a red yeast. I'm not sure why he wouldn't be taking a statin drug, but regardless, even maybe he'd be a candidate for a red yeast rice product that you can trust. We mentioned early in the show that we are comfortable with two products, the one from Doctor's Best and the one from Now Foods. There may be others. If I come up with some others I can recommend, I'll mention those in weeks to come. But basically, you know, when you have a problem that's of that magnitude, you do all of the things that you can do to try to bring it down, including, all, by the way, plenty of antioxidant nutrients to prevent that oxidation of the LDL component of his cholesterol. Would you agree with me, Sam?
Absolutely. And we seem to be caught up into some sort of argument or discussion about the theories about it. But really, what it comes down to is that studies show that phytosterol-containing substances do lower cholesterol. So whatever you want to think about it, that is an objective, and it has been shown to do that. So how it works and why and all that other stuff and food and how much cholesterol is in it, well, you know, it's beside the point. Phytosterols help lower it, but also diet and other factors also contribute.
Yeah, and it's important. You know, the point I was trying to make is it's important to focus on the proper things. I think he was getting a little bit off track in trying to zero in on something that wasn't really where he should have been focusing his attention.
He was trying to make sense of it, and he couldn't.
Anyway, let's get back to the phones. Try to squeeze in as many calls as we can before the end of the show. Tamara from Westchester, how can we help you today?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My 78-year-old mom recently fell and broke her kneecap. She is in excellent health, very active, and is headed for surgery tomorrow. The doctor who looked at her x-ray said that the healing will depend. He's going to put some pins in there, and the expected fusion of the bone is going to depend on the quality of her bone. And so I'd like to know what you can offer in terms of recommendations for supplements that might help in the healing process, not only from the perspective of offering the best bone support as possible, but also from the point of view of inflammation.
Okay, well, I'm glad you mentioned bone support, because that's always something that comes to mind whenever we talk about an older person who falls. The question is, was the reason that she fell related perhaps to osteoporosis and weakened bones?
She does have all of that, but in this mm-hmm. particular case, she fell because she slipped on something.
I thought you were telling me that she was playing touch football and got tackled.
just about.
Okay, good. Well, good for her. Okay. All right. Well, fine. Okay. She should continue taking everything that she hopefully has been taking that will enhance bone strength. Okay, a good multivitamin, multimineral, including the proper amounts of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Someone like her would also be perhaps well advised to take, if she's not already doing so, a special bone formula for people at high risk. A product like this would contain additional calcium, magnesium. It would also contain isoflavones. Perhaps it would contain trace minerals like boron, maybe strontium, maybe silicone, things of that sort, over and above what you would normally get in a multivitamin. So number one is to do or continue doing everything that she can to strengthen her bone. The next thing would be to enhance the healing, which the easiest approach there would be a chondroitin, a glucosamine, maybe with MSM type formula. We're going to be perhaps rebroadcasting an interview we did a couple months ago about a collagen supplement. The anti-aging 3 collagen from Dr. Vanessa, something like that would be an alternative to the glucosamine, chondroitin, and MSM. That would be maybe a little bit extra vitamin C, but again, that would depend on what she's getting in her multi. That would be the second phase, which I would say would target the healing and the rebuilding of that tissue. The inflammation, Sam, I would recommend a fish oil supplement. I'm not quite sure, by the time Well, I'm not sure how long she'll have to be dealing with inflammation. That's the question. You know, it's more important in the short term, yes, but in the long term, it might be more important that she stick with the chondroitin and glucosamine and the MSM type approach along with the bone.
Well, I don't see any reason why she couldn't use, I mean, Tamara, Don and Arnie developed a product called Joint Formula, and it contains the glucosamine. Chondroitin has also a number of things that help with inflammation, so I don't see any reason why she couldn't use and benefit from something like the
Joint
Formula.
Go through one bottle because, right. Again, at some point the inflammation should kind of go right. away, and then we're right. just hopefully dealing right. with healing. So a product like the Joint Formula, and the reason that Sam brings it up is because it contains things that are targeting inflammation, herbs like curcumin and Devil's Claw, you know, whose primary purpose is to reduce the inflammation component. Perfect. So, but again, she shouldn't need that for more than 2-3 weeks at the most, I would hope, if everything proceeds properly. And then after that, the other things I mentioned might be enough.
Okay? Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and best of luck, okay? All right, let's see. Let's go to Terry in Tappan, New York. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Terry. How can we help you?
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I'm going to be going into cataract surgery next month, and I take a lot of vitamins and supplements. So my question is, which ones should I eliminate before surgery, and which ones should I, you know, continue to take, and also after it? Which one should I, you know, use to recover better?
You know, Don, the longer I also listen to the show while I'm sitting here, and the longer I'm on the show, the more I think maybe you don't have to stop anything. It almost seems as if everything that supports your body is going to help you can get through surgery, and that goes for our last caller as well. I mean, as a matter of fact, Duffy McKay he was on the show with me, and you were away, Don, off that weekend. But he mentioned he had done a lot of research on omega-3, for instance,
mm-hmm.
and found that omega-3 for fish oils do not interfere or have anything to do with thinning of the blood and all that other stuff. Were you privy to that?
We discussed that even on the previous show.
Exactly.
Sam, the other part of what you're saying is that it's more a problem when you make a drastic change than it, you know, if you've been taking a high level of fish oil, for example, on a regular basis, continuing to do that is less of a problem than not taking fish oil and all of a sudden taking a whole bunch, okay? Mm-hmm. So, and especially to further support what Sam is saying, cataract surgery these days is almost not surgery.
Yeah,
I mean it's
very
such
precise.
Yeah, it's such a minor a thing. I nearly said minor operation. I guess I could say that, but you know, I'm not sure. You know, certainly don't start taking heroic levels of anything like fish oil. But if you've been taking moderate amounts of fish oil and vitamin E and things of that sort, I'm not even sure that you need to even worry about that.
Sethin and ginkgo biloba, that would be
No. Yeah, okay. I mean, again, this is, you know, it's such a minor procedure, fortunately. I mean, it's a wonderful thing what they what they can do with cataract surgery these days that I don't even think you need to even concern yourself.
Yeah. So okay. Good luck, Terry.
Yeah, this thing with the fish oil, as Dr. McKay pointed out, it's basically a red herring.
Yeah.
I've been trying to use that pun for a while now. But the fact is that in spite of all this concern, it's really not the problem that conventional medicine wants to put it out to be. Okay, so anyway, we need to pause now for this short message. Looking for an easier way to eliminate digestive problems, Maintaining digestive balance and regularity takes more than cutting out problem foods. Help your body make the most of your nutrition and feel your best with stomach-friendly probiotics acidophilus formulas from American Health. These high-quality probiotics are formulated with up to 20 billion live organisms per serving to help your body get more nourishment from your food and more energy for your life. American Health's probiotics promote the growth of friendly bacteria in the intestinal tract and replenish them when depleted. There are billions of good reasons to turn to American Health. Look for stomach-friendly probiotic capsules or liquid supplements in four great-tasting yogurt-like flavors. And for convenient on-the-go support, try milk-free chewables in naturally delicious fruit flavors. Available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. Okay, well, it looks like it's time for us to wind things down for this week. We've enjoyed spending this time with you, and we hope you've enjoyed it as well, and we've found it informative. You're invited to visit us at either Wilner Chemist store in Midtown Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, or downtown at 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. I want to thank Noah and Ira in the control room for helping out today. I want to wish everybody a great afternoon and enjoy what's left of the weekend, and we will see you next week. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.